strictly to showing Curry's mid-court warm-up heaves, so it could then push the video link to subscribers off its mobile app. With all this attention, all the accolades and superlatives, there was a sense this was all building to something. The Warriors, both individually and as a group, had made so much history in such a compact time that the season seemed destined to culminate in a memorable finish of some kind, either resounding triumph or unfathomable horror. And it all came down to this shot from Curry, which looked on target as it angled toward the rim along its natural arc. Aside from a smattering of visiting fans here and there, most of the nearly 20,000 people inside Oracle Arena figured the shot would go through. You could excuse the assumption. They had been conditioned to believe this. Since Curry arrived in the Bay Area in the summer of 2009, he'd shown glimpses of becoming this kind of player, someone who could decide championships with an unforgettable game, a marvelous quarter, even a single dead-aim shot from 25 feet out. The story of how the Golden State Warriors found themselves one shot away from NBA immortality is one of meager beginnings, like so many compelling stories. But the thing about the Warriors is just how fast all this success came about. 5 years ago, they were deep in the midst of one of the most prolonged stretches of suckitude any NBA team had ever endured, permanent residence beneath the NBA's subfloor. Entering the 2012-2013 season, Golden State had made the playoffs once in the past 18 seasons. To put that in perspective, only one NBA team has ever suffered through a more sustained slump. From 1976 to 1977, to 1990 to 1991, the Los Angeles Clippers didn't make the playoffs at all, 15 straight years missing out on any chance for a title. Considering 8 of 15 teams from the Western Conference made the postseason every April, the odds should be on a team's side a bit more often than that, no matter how ineptly they play. Not so for the Warriors, who were owned by one of the most reviled men in all of the sport. From 1995 to 2010, fans in the Bay Area wished day and night for his removal from ownership. Once in a while, there'd be a rumor or a whisper about some potential deal that might be in the works, but it never seemed to materialize, and many Warriors fans couldn't imagine when better days might be imminent. It seemed preposterous that this poorly run team with bottom-rung talent could possibly compete for anything worthwhile anytime soon. That all started to change in the summer of 2010, when a new ownership group paid a record amount of money to buy the team and immediately began changing the culture. They assessed every employee's place in the company, but waited 6 months before implementing any sweeping changes. Any workers dissatisfied with the role were summarily shipped off to other competitors. Office space was renovated and rebuilt to improve workflow, communication, and trust. A greater emphasis was placed on finding technological solutions to lingering problems and using proprietary analytics to unearth latent advantages their employees already possessed. Sounds a lot like a tech company, right? That's because Joe Lacob, Golden State's new majority owner, happened to be one of Silicon Valley's most experienced and successful venture capitalists. His co-owner, Peter Guber, was one of Hollywood's most famous and prolific producers. Along with a team of tech-minded investors sprinkled across the Bay Area, they spent nearly $500 million just for the right to try to turn one of the most moribund, unimpressive franchises in all of professional sports into something successful. The first couple of years didn't go so well. Two seasons still out of the playoffs. Fans remained agitated and impatient, but the new owners were committed to seeing their vision through. There were missteps, turns gone wrong that led to harsh lessons, but there were also glimpses of a brighter future, brought about by savvy evaluations and the kinds of twists of fate that seem to come only when you're in the absolute best position to accept them. Both men had found success outside sports through constant innovation. Both were convinced they could apply that same principle to construct a championship-caliber team. They would urge employees to speak out, encourage cross-collaboration, invest in bold new technologies that could flame out, and never resist the urge to adapt. In the tech industry, the term for this stage of development is beta, never fully baked, always in flux, focused, yet open to change. That strategy? It worked beyond their wildest imagination. The Warriors captured their first championship in 40 years and followed that up with the greatest regular season in NBA history.